What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome back to the podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in today. Super appreciate you, as always. And whatever you're up to right now, hope you are doing really, really well. Now, before I get into today's best of episode, quick announcement for you. And that is my accelerator coaching program is open. It is open ongoing. That's right. If you're an online course creator, if you're an online coach, or maybe you have a membership and you're past the beginner stage, and you're ready to optimize your business towards seven figures, but you're not really sure what you should be doing to get there. Maybe you're super overwhelmed in your business right now and you're working way too much and you just want to see your business grow while working less, then I would invite you to apply for my accelerator coaching program. So again, if you're overwhelmed, if you're confused about what next steps you should be taking in your business, if you're still stuck in a pattern of unreliable and inconsistent monthly revenue, then I want to be straight with you for a second. What you think is keeping you from growing your business is not actually the problem. You see, we all have blind spots, right? I have plenty of blind spots, and they're blind spots because we are so close to our own business that we can't see what's holding us back. Well, that's what my team and I and all the other accelerators get to help you shine light on, okay? Because this is about helping you making the transition from stuck online entrepreneur to what I call the optimized CEO, which is all about optimizing your mindset, optimizing how and where you spend your time, optimizing how you look at generating revenue, building your team, etc. This is all about thinking differently about your business, about your team, about your funnels, your ads, your vision, etc. So if this sounds like something that you would like to dive into and accelerate the growth of your online business this year here in 2021, then I invite you to apply over at rickmulready.com/accelerator. Okay, let's jump into today's best of episode. Welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach, Facebook and Instagram ads expert, lifestyle entrepreneur, and I'm a total coffee snob as well. Each week, you're going to learn actionable strategies, mindsets, and tips that take the guesswork out of growing and scaling a profitable online business so that you can truly become an entrepreneur with impact. This podcast is your secret weapon for fast-tracking the growth of your online business. Let's do this. All right. I want to share today's episode with you again, because this is a question that keeps coming up for people, especially over the past few months. I've been getting questions from people who are doing really well in their business, but now they want to take things to the next level and they want to kind of do it organically. And they also want to learn how to establish that foundation of organic growth and then learn how to use Facebook and Instagram ads to add some rocket fuel to their growth. And so Nicole Burke from Gardenery.com, and her tagline is "Where beginner and experienced gardeners grow together." She's got online courses. She has an amazing platform of coaching and connecting with other gardeners, et cetera, et cetera. She's just done an amazing job building her online business. And she started out, again, with that great organic momentum in her business. And then she learned how to add Facebook and Instagram ads to it, but she really built her business. So she, you know, generated $100,000 in the business without using ads. And looking at her Instagram right now, she has 151,000 followers. And while she was in Accelerator, I learned a ton from her about how to leverage Instagram. Right now, I am not doing a very good job of it, but I learned a ton. And so that's why I wanted to reshare this episode with you. There's a ton to take away in this conversation with Nicole Burke. So without further ado, let's dive back into this best of with Nicole Burke from Gardenary.com. Nicole, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing? You're in a closet right now.
I am. Yeah, I'm the opposite of coming out of the closet. I went into the closet for this discussion.
Well, you came on camera and I jokingly said, are you in a closet right now? And you're like, I absolutely am.
Yes, I learned this trick from the amazing Jenna Kutcher. I figure if it's good enough for her, it's good enough for me.
And you sound really good.
I have four kids, two puppies, a husband, two businesses. It's good to be in the closet, Rick.
Well, you sound really good, whatever works for you. And we're going to dive into all that and what you just said. You have a lot going on in your life and you run two really successful businesses while being super present in all the other areas of your life. So I do want to dive into that during our conversation here today. So before we do, introduce yourself. Let us know a little bit about who you are and what you do and kind of how you got to where you are today.
Hi, everyone. I am so excited to be here. I am a huge fan of Rick Mulready. Followed him for years, and now I'm in his Accelerator Mastermind group, which I love. I am a mom to four kids, 12, 11, 9, and 8. I am wife to Jason. He's a chemist, and so we've moved a ton for his education. I've lived in Philadelphia, Charlottesville, Nashville, Houston, and now Chicago. I started backyard gardening to kind of find my sanity as I was a mom to four young kids and moving a lot. I have a family background in gardening, but had never really done it myself. My professional background is in the area of philanthropy, which we'll talk about a little bit. Mm-hmm. And anyway, we started backyard gardening, fell in love with it, started a kind of a passion business, just hoping maybe I could make some money back in 2015, called Rooted Garden. It's a service-based business based in Houston, Texas. We design, install, and maintain kitchen gardens around the city. I started with $400, Rick. It was a preschool refund, and I grew it to six figures in the first year. And then 2 years later, thanks to people like you and Amy Porterfield, I joined the online space and started a new company called Gardenary, which is a tech-focused company that educates people all over the world in the areas of gardening. And I train gardeners just like myself around the world to start their own garden coach business. And Gardenary is a platform. I like to call it like the Airbnb of gardening. So people can come on, find a coach, get coached online, or meet up with their coach in person, eventually all over the planet. So that's what I'm all about.
I love that story. I have so many questions already in that. When you say a coach, like a garden coach, the coach is coaching somebody to build a garden business? Is that what I'm understanding correctly?
Yeah. So that's what I do. I'm more like a garden coach, business coach.
Yes.
But I'm training gardeners to also be garden coaches. So I love to equate it. People more understand the fitness industry. Mm-hmm. So it'd be very similar to training someone to be a fitness coach. So they could hold, just as like a fitness coach could hold group classes or workshops or be a personal trainer. Mm-hmm. I teach gardeners how to do that in the garden space. So I figure if we could have this many people teaching yoga, we should have at least that many people teaching gardening because you can eat the garden, you know?
I love it. What, I mean, you had immediate success with Rooted Garden. I mean, you grew to six figures in a year. What prompted you to go online shortly after that?
That's a great question. So I started on Instagram. My cousin is 6 years younger than me, so much cooler, And the minute I started my business, she's like, Nicole, you got to get on Instagram. I'm like, Insta what? No, literally, I had an account. I had one picture on it. It was amazing. And I was like, this has zero to do with what I want to do for my business. She's like, no, it has everything to do with it. So I started on Instagram, basically just documenting my work. And if you didn't know, gardening is like a totally Instagrammable thing. And so my audience started growing pretty quickly. And I ended up really not just, I mean, it helped definitely grow my local business, but I soon had an audience all over. And I was getting lots of DMs and contacts from two audiences besides the Houston audience. Mm-hmm. So one group was coming in and saying, hey, I'm a gardener. I would love to grow a business. How could I do that? And then another audience was coming in and saying, oh man, I wish you had a business in so-and-so, in San Diego, in New Mexico, in New England. And so the light bulb kind of went off. I was like, oh wait, like there's these two audiences that currently I can't serve, but I saw this huge gap in the industry. Like there's no one filling that void. And so yeah, I kind of, you know, as entrepreneurs, we're always like dreaming, right? So as soon as that started happening, I started getting a lot of traction on Instagram and online. I just had this dream like, wow, maybe I could make this something much bigger than just one city business and turn it into something that enables, I mean, a huge passion of mine is helping women like myself who are mothers and dads like you too, mm-hmm. who want to be home a good bit and have that connection with their family, but also have a business or an income stream. And so part of the hope and the passion was like, I want to make this possible for other women like myself who want to work, who have all that passion inside of them, but also want to be home at 3 p.m. when their kids get off the bus, you know?
Yeah. And so you started the online business in which year?
17. I had started as a sole proprietor with Ruta Garden. So I went and did both at the same time, the fall of 17, switched Ruta Garden to a S Corp and then started Gardenery as an S Corp as well, but just focused online.
You were really like pretty much from day one for Gardenery, you had this huge vision for it. Like most people have a vision for their business and it's going to sound weird. It's a great vision, right? But you have this like grand vision of it, which is awesome. So you have this massive North Star that you're building this business and you understand where you're going, where you want to get it to. And it's like, okay, I need to start here. And basically, or you're working backwards, right? So you're like, yeah. I want to do all this.
Yeah.
I need to do these steps in order to get there. So what are some of the first things that you started to do in the online space as you started like, all right, I want to start Gardenery. I'm getting great traction here on Instagram. What were some of the first things you started to do as you began to gain traction on the online business?
Great question. Okay. So it's like everything in the entrepreneurial space where it's like, okay, I got to learn this and I got to learn this. I got to learn this. Which do I start with? Right. So I started with courses. So I started learning the whole idea of setting up a course, what that's like to do that. And I started, so in my gardening space, I have kind of a step-by-step philosophy that you start with leaves because leaves grow first. They're the easiest to harvest. And I had taught myself to garden growing salad. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to teach the thing that I learned first in the garden because that'll be a great thing to lead my students through first. And it'd probably be the simplest course I could create. So the first course I made was Salad School.
Salad School. I love that.
And so it was a pretty simple course. Basically, the idea was to just introduce people to the step-by-step to creating a salad garden. Just like all of us do when we create our first course, I put way too much information in it. So it's like, here's everything you ever wanted to know about salad. But I learned how to do a webinar. I signed up with Kajabi. And yep. So I just started going step by step. Rick, it was so impressive. I think I had three people sign up the first time I launched it.
How did you launch it at that point? Because what I want to get into as we're going to get into here today is you've built this massive audience and amazing business while not doing, you just recently started doing ads.
Right. So, like you helped me do ads. So this was all organic. So yeah. The way I launched Salad School was literally, I had great photos. So I've always had pretty good photos and yeah. Video. I had a friend help me make a promo video and I posted it on Instagram. That was literally the entirety of my, and then I would do, I don't think I had 10 Well, I had 10,000 followers at that point. So I started doing swipe ups on Instagram stories. That was huge. So I created my webinar process. At that time, the way I was doing it was, you know, book a time, whatever, but I wasn't doing anything live because remember, I'm still driving to my clients' homes and installing gardens at this point.
Yeah.
So this is all literally in the margin.
And you're still in Houston at this point.
I'm still in Houston. Yep. Like I still have a preschooler. I pick up at 12 p.m. every day. Like life is, you know, the online part was very slow.
Yeah.
So I just had a swipe up that, you know, was like, watch this recorded webinar basically. So yeah, so I had three people sign up and then, you know, just tried to revamp, like reprice, keep trying to find the right fit. But almost simultaneously, because I do have the entrepreneurial brain, that's when I was like, I also want to start this professional training piece too. So I almost simultaneously launched both. So the way I launched, I called it at the time Kitchen Garden Coach Society. We're now just Garden Coach Society. But I launched that as a membership site where you would pay, I think it was $97 a month for four new lessons a month or something like that. So I literally had recorded zero for the whole thing. I sat down and did three videos and offered a free 7-day trial and offered that almost at the same time because I was literally serving. I really wanted to pick up those two audiences at the same time. I wanted to pick up the beginner gardener and I wanted to pick up the professional.
Yeah, that was my question. Okay, cool. So that's okay. Got it.
Yeah. So I've always had those two audiences in my mind. Like I'm guiding the gardener and really my long-term vision of my business is this journey where I might even bring in someone as a beginner gardener. They go through all my courses and training and they literally become a garden coach at the end.
I mean, I love that idea. That's the first I've heard of that. I love that idea.
Yeah. I mean, my vision is that would be possible if someone went all in, you know?
Well, you could do that now. I mean, you could do...
Oh yeah, it exists now.
Yeah, I mean, you could do... Like, I know somebody... I don't know if she's released it yet, so I'll keep it confidential, but I have a good friend of mine who has done that in her space, which is different, where she mentored a business owner for a year and, you know, and documented the entire thing.
Yeah.
Using her, you know, methodology and all that stuff. And like, I've kind of given her some ideas on how best to market that and stuff like that. I think it's perfect for you.
Yeah. So I have that now where I'll have a student sign up for Kitchen Garden Academy and then they sign up right afterwards for Garden Coach Society.
Yep.
So it's like they get the vision. And I think the best way to become a coach is to be coached, right? Like that's why I like being in your group.
100%.
Like, yeah. I'm learning how to be a better teacher by watching you teach me. So, So I launched those two simultaneously, like really slow sales, probably three signed up in both of those things at the end of 2017.
Why do you think that sales were so slow? Cause you have you don't, correct me if I'm wrong, but you don't, at this point, you don't really have an email list, but you have a great following on Instagram.
Yeah, I have about 10,000 on my Instagram. The reason I think is I literally knew nothing about marketing it. I mean, it was like, here's one post and one email. But you know, I mean, I've heard this said, and I'm sure you agree, like that one person who clicks purchase, you're like, okay, I can sell this. Like literally some stranger on the internet saw this offer and said, sign me up.
Yep.
And so it's like, okay, it's just a matter of math at this point. Like I just have to figure out how to talk to my people and how to make the offer more appealing.
Yeah.
So that April, that's when I started to find out I was going to be moving. So that was a huge, like, oh my goodness, things are really about to change.
Yeah.
So I really learned to push Kitchen Garden Coach Society that April. And I had 35 signups that April. So that really like picked up the pace for me and gave me this vision, like eventually I could have enough professionals in this society that I could, you know, fill a virtual garden coach platform. So,
what were those changes that you made to go from three sales to 35 sales in not a ton of time?
Tons of marketing, tons of like, I think we all talk about this where you feel exhausted on the sales side, where you're like, really, I don't want to talk about this anymore. And your people need to hear you talk about it one more time.
Yeah.
So I at least had those three people who'd been through the course or been through my videos so they could say, you know, they could vouch for me. Like one of the ladies came on and said, I've already earned back my money like in twice over. I've learned so much. So just a little bit of testimony, even if it's weak, you know, one or two makes a big difference. So I had people I could point to. And I was just, I think also I was more confident. I sold the webinar much harder on swipe ups. I was gaining traction. Like in turn, I think it might've gone to 20,000 followers by that April. Mm-hmm. So I was really growing, and we're going to talk about this, but I was really growing an active community of gardeners. Yep. I had just done a thing we'll talk about called Graham Your Garden in March. So I think it just had a super active community right when I launched in April. And I also had desperation on my side because we were moving.
Yeah.
You know, I could see it coming later in the year. And so my vision was like, okay, my business is going to keep running in Houston without me. You know, it gave me a bigger push to like, I really want to make this online piece work.
Love it. I love it. So you get 35 students in. At this point, are you still doing Salad School? Where are you kind of taking things at this point? Or are you just like, all right, I got 35 students in here. I want to kind of create a great experience for them. Oh, by the way, I'm picking up, you know, my family's picking up and moving.
Yeah, it was a mix. So I definitely kept selling Salad School, not as hard. I don't know if you've had this experience, Rick, where you make something and you lose confidence in it. Like you're like, it's good. It could be better. And we have that like perfectionist idea.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Yeah. So you kind of back off on selling it. So I would say I've never hardcore sold Salad School. Like it's even on my list to re-record it this year. Mm-hmm. So what I did long term is, so I do have this journey. So you start with herbs, then salad, then a full kitchen garden, then you become a coach. That's our four-step journey. Okay. And so I added in the herb garden guide as like an introductory course. So that one's $47. I realized I needed some lower price offers to just build trust, especially in the gardening community. I hate to stereotype it, but at times you may have people in there who are just like very frugally minded, which can be a great thing.
Yeah.
But so you just, you know, I was still trying to find the fit, right? Like something like, where's the product fit for my market? So I did an herb garden course. And then honestly, a lot of my attention went to the Garden Coach Society. Mm-hmm. So training those people, watching them, you know, helping them get through. I do lots of live Q&As with them and kind of hot seats, helping them through their issues and challenges. And then to be fair, like still very much hands-on managing my service-based business, Rooted Garden. So very split at that point, probably mm-hmm. through 2018, even the beginning of 2019, mm-hmm. very split in terms of those responsibilities, but then made my focus really building a signature course. So that's called Kitchen Garden Academy. And I just launched that for the first time in January. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're in February, right? Yeah. I launched it in January. So I now have, I have all of my steps. I have Herb Garden Guide, Salad School, Kitchen Garden Academy, and then Garden Coach Society. And I took all the money that I've made from those courses and invested it in things like learning from you mm-hmm. and also in building a platform. So we now have Gardenary.com, which is a platform that the garden coaches can market their businesses on, can list their businesses on and coach on. So I've really seen this as a long-term game versus like making quick money. I've honestly spent, like my husband even the other day is like, so when are you going to actually help with the bills? But like I've definitely seen this as, you know, every time I make something, I've been putting it into this bigger vision, the North Star, like you said.
And that was something that, you know, when we first started working together, you were, I think you were within a few days of releasing that.
Yeah.
And you were telling me about this vision, this platform. And I was like skeptical in from this perspective of, ooh, it's kind of early to do that. But the more that you talked about your vision and the more that you like I could see your passion behind it. And then I saw the platform and I saw you had people, you know, you had this network already on there. I was like, I think I needed to see it.
Yeah.
Combined with hearing your vision, hearing your passion and how you talk about it and just see you starting to move forward.
towards that grander vision, everything for me as a coach like clicked. And I was like, ah, I get it. And I remember messaging you. I was like, man, this platform is beautiful. It's very intuitive. It's very easy to go, you know, to like find stuff. And the directory is awesome, very clean. So that's not how I would recommend like people normally go about it. But the way that you've gone about it, and, you know, I think a big reason, let's face it, is your entrepreneurial, you know, spirit and your mind and the way that your brain works. I get that, because you always have new things. And you have this grander vision of helping so many people that you now have this amazing platform. And I don't mean it from the perspective of just a platform. I mean, you've built an audience, you've built your email list, you have these courses, you have this platform, this the software tool now. Now it's like, boom, let's go. You know, now it's like, let's throw some gasoline on it. And we're going to kind of come back to that, because in the first part of 2019 or 2020 here, you got into running ads and you had that launch in January and you did really, really well with it. And you're getting like crazy good lead costs and building your list and stuff like that. So we're going to get into that strategy after.
Yeah.
As you're building this, you know, you have this big mission, you have a lot going on, you're creating courses, you have this brick and mortar business, if you will, in Houston, you've moved all these times, you have four kids, you have a husband who work, like, how are you managing all this? You know, like, this is something that I talk a lot about, especially now as a, I still call myself a new dad, but, you know, running a business, having your responsibilities at home and stuff like that, how do you manage it all?
I don't. It is so hard. It is. And I don't want to even, I think sometimes I know I've listened to things like this from people who are successful, and I don't want to all like negate the idea. Like it is, I have worked really hard. I've worked really hard. And I would say, you know, probably overworked. I would definitely say my husband would say that. Yeah. I'm not going to put words in his mouth. I'll say it myself. I have overworked. I work early mornings. I work at night. And I work, you know, I work a lot. So my vision is that I'm working really, really hard for a later date. So, you know, the trick will be, the challenge will be, can I stop? So I just made a commitment actually to my team. I said, okay, no new things. Like we've got all this finally set up. The platform is built. What we're going to do is invest and improve and make this work and not do new things until we reach $1 million in sales. So that's that. So just to anyone who's listening who like, you know, feels like they're working hard, I've worked really hard. I've done everything. Like I've done all the parts of my business. I will say I do encourage people to do that. So the way I started is I did everything. Like I literally built the first garden bed that I installed in my garage. I broke my windshield, bringing home a 12-foot cedar board. Like I have done all the crazy things. My husband literally like paused dinner one night and I was like, okay, let's give Nicole a saw lesson so she doesn't lose her fingers tomorrow at her job. Like I did all of the work at the beginning. And so I did that both for my brick and mortar and for my online business. So the good part of that is I understand all the pieces. Mm-hmm. And so when I assign a job or hire someone, I really appreciate what they're doing because I used to hustle through that and do that. The hard part of that is it's hard. It's a slower scale and time to scale, and it's a ton of work. So, you know, even now I know if you came over here, like based on the things you've taught me, like there are definitely pieces I'm doing that show that I'm not the CEO yet. Right? Like lots of behind the scenes things. I try to set goals. Like I work on, you know, goals of this is what I want to, a memory I want to make with my children. This is a moment I want to have with my husband. Mm-hmm. But I do break them. I mean, I'm just going to be honest. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm still in a place where I'm trying to find that balance.
Yeah.
I think like I show up for all my kids' events. I don't travel that much. I'm home at night, you know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely working in the corners of the days. And honestly, like the growth I've had just would not have been possible without doing that. I know all the smart entrepreneurs say like, work less, you'll get more done. You know, that I think those are people who've already arrived. So for me, it's like, you just, I've just had to have, like, I didn't know any of this. I was working in the area of philanthropy. Yep. So I have inside of me, I think I have a lot of savviness and an ability to observe. Like I could watch someone like you and what you're doing and go, okay, that's really cool. I want to do that or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I have had a lot to learn. And yep. So when I haven't been, I will say that would be my one trick, is I have learned as much as I possibly can, as fast as I possibly can. So anytime someone was doing something that I knew I needed in my business and they offered a course or a way to learn from them, I paid.
Jumped in.
Every time.
Yep.
So that has been a huge way that I catapulted myself. I didn't try to just Google them or YouTube them or Instagram them. If they had something that they were offering for sale, I signed up and paid for it.
Yeah.
But as a mom, I would say, yeah, it's definitely hard. I do think I have three girls and a son. My mom was an entrepreneur. She was an interior designer. I didn't even call her an entrepreneur at the time, but she basically had the same model. She worked out of her home and she was home when we were home, maybe still working. She might still be working, but she was home with us. Hmm. And so that is definitely what my kids see with me. They see that I am working a lot, but I am home with them. So, I'm at least in the room, sure. Yeah. Unless they're upstairs.
Or in the closet.
Or in the closet, yes, yes. So yeah, but the thing is, the nice thing to me is I am home with them, yeah. Even if I'm working. And then what I love about this is, and I hope and pray, is they're getting a vision for what can happen. If you give your all and go all in, especially my girls, that they can have a vision for if they want to be a mom. If they don't want to be a mom, that's totally great. But mm-hmm. if they do, they have a vision for what's possible, that they could still have a great thriving career and still get to be at home.
Yeah. I love that. Now I want to go back to this whole mission, this whole vision of the business.
Yeah. I want to talk about that.
Yeah. And it's bigger than, it's bigger than what you have right now. From your audience and the course, everything you've built so far, you have this North Star and you've done an amazing job building it organically. And you just recently introduced ads, you've done six figures in sales organically. You've built this, you built this amazing community.
Yeah.
I want to kind of dive into sort of strategically and tactically how you've gone about that.
Yeah, I'd love to do that. I got to teach, you offered at our mastermind, you offered us to have a little platform to teach from, which was so fun. I knew no one, but I raised my hand bravely. I was like, I don't know anything about ads, but I can teach you guys how to grow a six-figure business on Instagram with no ads. I'd love to share it. The first thing that I did on just for the numbers for your audience, I grew both my businesses to six figures with no ads and grew to an audience of 80,000 followers on Instagram with no ads. So over 4 years time, so not overnight. Mm-hmm. And I never did the pay bot thing or whatever, all those sneaky things. It's it's real. They're real people. So number one thing to do is have a mission bigger than your business. So when I first started, I was definitely all about, myself and my business. But what I soon realized is there was all this community in the garden space and I wanted to be part of it. But by only talking about my business, it was like I had to play in my little corner. I used to live in China for a couple of years. So I talk about it with tribes, because we worked with minority tribes. So it was like I was on my little mountain and I mm-hmm. couldn't go to the other mountains because that wasn't my mountain. And I was like, I want to go to those mountains, I want to hang out with all those people. So I realized the importance of having this big word mission, something to talk about that was way beyond anything my own business could accomplish alone. So for me, the way I put words around that is I would say I'm on a mission to bring back the kitchen garden. So kitchen gardens are my thing. It's not a garden inside your kitchen, Rick. It's a place where you grow vegetables and herbs.
That was one of my questions for you.
It's a place where you grow vegetables and herbs outside in the garden, but you bring them into the kitchen.
Gotcha.
It's more about purpose than location. Yeah. So that's what I started talking about. Every single post I do, thanks for bringing back the kitchen garden with me. I'm on a mission to bring back the kitchen garden. And I just kept talking about this big, big mission. And I was just getting more followers, more engagement, more excitement. And what I realized is by having that bigger mission, I really opened myself up to let all the different like tribes from different mountains come visit me and me go visit them, which was awesome. So that was the first thing that I did. I did that probably 6 months to a year in. That made a huge difference. And I still do that. That's how I got my book deal, because I had such a clear mission. Like the publisher literally contacted me and said, we see your mission about kitchen gardens and want to do a book with you. All kinds of opportunities I've gotten have been because of that. The second thing I did is I started to put words around my post. So previously, all my posts were photos or videos or like just my work. And I was seeing, I mean, we all see this, like the memes and the word posts and stuff like that. And I was so nervous because I was like, what words do I use? Like, I don't even, you know, that's kind of scary to just put words out there.
Yeah, sure.
Because people can like disagree or agree with words much more clearly than they can with photos. The summer of 18 is when I started doing these just word posts. And it was so crazy, Rick, to see the responses. Like, I had more engagement with my word posts than with any of my photos.
And you said something key there. I want to interrupt real quick, Nicole. You said people can either agree or disagree more easily with word posts. And that's really the key. Like, that's what you're trying to do. You want them to either agree with you or disagree with you because you have a mission.
Yeah.
You're like, hey, you're either on board with my mission or you're not.
Yeah. Yeah, it was crazy. I did this one post. It said, all I'm saying is you've never seen me crying and gardening at the same time. And it was one of my most engaged posts, but Rick, it was so funny. Like a lot of the engagement was disagreement. Like so many people were like, oh no. Like I go to the garden and cry. Like that's where I deal with my emotions. And it was crazy. Like people were coming back on both sides. They were sharing it. Like when I would view my insights, it's like one of the most bookmarked and shared things.
Yeah.
So I realized like we are all looking for words to describe how we're feeling. And the general public, like our audiences are waiting for us to give them words around how they feel. Because most of us are kind of scared to put words around what's going on, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, so that was huge. Like that made my content very shareable. Like you said, either likable or unlikable. Mm-hmm. And it also really defined me. Like I would get more and more people saying like, I love your mission. I love what you're about, you know. A few people would say they didn't, but pretty much everybody loves me. No, I'm just joking. So the words, that was the second really big thing that grew my audience. And then the third thing is not being afraid to invite the other tribes to come and introduce themselves to your audience. So I started doing this thing, I think it was 2018. Yeah, it was the start of the year. And I started doing Tuesday takeovers. So I would invite other accounts from similar spaces, maybe even the exact same space, but similar spaces where I thought there would be a crossover with community. And I gave them my platform for the day. So they could do three posts, like nothing asked in return. All I asked is that they would share in some way on their account that they were taking over. So they didn't have to share anything from mine, but at least just say, hey, I'm over on Nicole's account today. That, Rick, hands down, was probably one of the most powerful things I did.
It's really smart. Yeah.
Yeah. So what I did, like, it's just like anything, right? Like we met each other. So some people from those communities would like me and some people from my community would like that person. Rick, like so many good things happened to me because of that. Like even that's how I got my book deal. Literally, like the publisher found out about me from a takeover. Like
tactically from a takeover perspective, you make a connection with somebody.
Yeah.
You want to get them to do a takeover. Are they just basically, are they getting it? Like, I don't want to say getting into, like, are they logging into your account? Are they creating videos for you? And then you're posting it. How does it working tactically?
Yeah. It actually is a lot of work. Like I ended up hiring an assistant just to handle the takeovers.
Yeah.
So first is the reach out and, you know, probably one out of five will say yes, especially if you're trying to do, I try to match my audience. So I try not to like go ask someone who's got like a million followers if they wanted to take over my 30,000 person account. Right. Mm-hmm. So I try to do somewhat of of a match. I would do a reach every now and then, like someone who might have twice to three times the amount of followers I have. Yeah. But in general, it would be someone either less than me or right around. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite things, honestly, was to ask people who had like very few followers, because that was a really fun day. And I felt super generous on that day because it was like, okay, here's this person with 2,000 followers. Yeah. And often you'll find those people actually have much more engaged audiences.
I was just gonna say,
like very faithful, very engaged audiences. So you end up like with a better match in terms of the people who decide to come over and hang out in your tribe too.
Yeah.
So so the reach out is a lot of work. DM them first, try to find their email and email them. A lot of people won't ever reply. You have to have like a thick skin, like everything in the entrepreneurial world.
Sure. Yeah.
And then you ask them for the post. They would email them to us with the captions. A lot of times we had to chase those down and then we schedule it out. And so, and then we ended up developing, my assistant developed like a set email with our photos that just said, here's stuff from us just in case you want to share. So every now and then we'd end up with someone who was incredibly generous and would like give us their platform for the day too. So that was super fun.
Is this Instagram feed or stories or both?
Both. Yeah. Okay. For me, when I would do the takeover, I did both. So I would do three posts from them. Like I sold them to my people. Like I was like, look at this amazing person. Yeah. And, you know, it was so fun. Like there were people who definitely are superstars in my industry who probably never knew who I was and could care less.
Yeah.
And like one particular lady, she's an amazing woman in Los Angeles and she had a book come out and I just, like I talked her up the whole day of the takeover. Mm-hmm. And Rick, she literally sent me an email the next day. She's like, that was one of the nicest things anybody has ever done for me.
So you,
it was
your,
so
you
cool.
did your own takeover of your own platform, of your own channel.
Well,
to promote her stuff. Is that right?
It was her. She was doing my takeover. But what I mean is I sold it. You know what I mean? Like there's a way you can throw a post up and be like, whatevs, right?
Yeah.
Like here's a sponsored post. Who cares?
Yeah.
Like you can feel that, right? As an audience. So the way I would do the takeovers is like, I genuinely love this person and I want you guys to love this person too. And so I did, you know, stories about the person. Like I found the best things I could find from their feed to share, that kind of thing.
It's brilliant. Like, I mean, you've heard takeover in the past. Like, all right, I'll speak for myself. I've heard it before.
Yeah.
I've just not thought about it tactically like that. And it's just like, why aren't more people doing this? Because this is really, really smart.
Yeah. Well, in the way you're doing it right now, right? Like you're letting me come on your podcast.
Yeah. I was just going to say there's different ways to do it, whether it's guest, you know, it used to be guest blogging or now it's like, you know, podcast or, or whatever. I like it.
Yeah. It's really powerful on Instagram because of the tagging and what I found in the algorithm. I think, I don't know if this is still true, but I think Instagram really loves it. Like their goal is community. One of their main goals is for you to have an incredible community experience on the platform.
Yeah.
And so I think when there's that tie over and they watch these two communities kind of come together and celebrate together, I, at least what I experienced in the algorithm, they loved it. So the most powerful takeover days, honestly, were where the other person played along and was generous as well and would share my stuff. And it was literally like an internet party because it was like their page was blowing up for my side and my page was blowing up for their side. It was super fun. I actually have taken a break from it because I have a book coming out and my podcast. I had so much going on, but we're going to pick that back up hopefully in March or April. But that, like hands down, if you guys are listening and you're like a smaller business or you're just getting started or you're on Instagram and trying to find your people, like that was probably one of the smartest business decisions I came up with. And then the fourth thing is celebrations. So going back to this tribal idea, like I experienced in China, these people had, like, we now are all like, we're all urbanized, right? So we all kind of feel like we're doing the same thing. But in China, like we would go to these mountains and each tribe had their costumes and their language and their festivals and their dances, right? And what I've realized, like I've taken that kind of into my mindset as I think about business and social media. And if you think about it, that's kind of what's happening on everybody's channel. Like we're all our little tribe, right? And so like, that's what we want to create, is that power of identity, like where people see themselves as like, they're in your group. Mm-hmm. They know their words that they're saying, they know the mission that they're going after, and then they have times to celebrate together. So I started creating, I created a hashtag called Graham Your Garden. Mm-hmm. And I would do these challenges where I would give them like 30 days of posts that they could do, like post prompts, you know, and then always use the hashtag Graham Your Garden. And then we would do like contests and celebrations and highlight some of the best people in the community and things like that. We do contests like every week. I used to do a contest where I would give a theme on Monday. I would post 9 finalists on Wednesday, and then we post the winner on Friday. So all these different ways where you're basically like, think of yourself as like the mayor, you know, of your town. Like, you're trying to make everybody in your town love your town and like identify with your town and have the words that your town's speaking and dress like the other people in your town and show up at the parties. And so if we, that to me has been the most, and it honestly, for me, it gives me so much more joy with being on social, because otherwise it feels like a total time suck and drain. But what if I can see it as like, hey, I'm going to go hang out in my town today.
So you're keeping there.
Yeah. And we're going to go talk about like our mission, and we're going to like, you know, throw some cool dances back and forth, and I'm going to see what she's wearing. And, you know, I'm going to be like, bring so-and-so up to the microphone to talk today. That, to me, like, that's what helped me grow organically without any ads.
Yeah, I love it. Gardenary on Instagram.
Right? Gardenary Co. CO. Some person somewhere around the world has Gardenary, and he won't answer my DMs. So I get the CO at the end of my...
Everybody who's listening right now, DM Gardenary and tell him to give Nicole...
And that was a big switch. So I actually did a name change because I was Rooted Garden for 3.5 years and then just switched it in the fall because I knew my book was coming out and the platform was ready. But those are 4 ways, you guys listening, like those are 4 very tangible ways that all of you could grow whatever social you're on, but definitely Instagram works really well. It's a really powerful way to grow.
I love it. I want to, before we wrap up, I do want to touch on, so you've built this amazing organic audience, really passionate audience. And then it was like, all right, let's add some fuel to this fire, if you will, like with some ads.
Yes. So
have more control over the lead flow coming in.
Yes. And that was a challenge. That's the challenge I was hitting when I called you, because I could see that my conversions were really good. I know my people, right? Like, I hang out in my town a lot. Yeah. And so I know the posts that perform well, and I've done a lot of them. And so I was having great conversions, but I just wasn't getting the scale I wanted. And so I was like, I need help with ads, because ads scared me so much. I mean, you told me that.
I was going to say, you were really scared about that. What was the sort of the shift that you made to get to the point where, number one, you got more comfortable, number two, you started to see some success? And this is not like rah, rah, Rick sort of thing. This is just like, what was the shift that you had to make to get you to where you are right now, where you're like, oh,
yeah,
I get it now. I spend some money and I see what happens.
Well, you and I had our first call, like our interview call for the mastermind. And I told you, like, I'm not going to have any ads on my website. Like, those are gross. I don't like seeing those on garden websites, and I'm not going to do this. And you said to me very plainly, you said, well, like, you have a mind block on ads. Like, you, it's clear you don't like, you're not going to be successful at ads because you like hate them.
Yeah.
And that I really appreciate your honesty, because that was the moment where I went, yeah, I literally had a mind block. I bootstrapped my whole business, right? Like, I've always been in the black. I've never gone into any kind of debt. And like, I literally used to promote Garden Coach Society as how I built a 6-figure business with $450 with no paid advertising. Like, I literally bragged about it. So yeah, the first thing was getting over the mind block. The second, honestly, was just taking the jump and going, I might go into a moment where I owe more than I have in my sales. Sure. So having the moment where I trust the long term. Mm-hmm. I've heard you say this. I've heard lots of people say this, like, it's okay to invest if you trust what you're investing in.
Yeah.
And so I thought, I know my audience, I know my town, I know my content is, I know what I'm offering is really valuable. So I'm going to invest in myself. So it was a real, I mean, even down to this last launch when you guys were coaching me through it, mm-hmm. and I probably should have invested more in my ads. It was still a big leap for me. Like I spent over $10,000 on ads.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of money.
But I got more than 10,000 people added to my list and did really well on my launch. So I'll touch on this. I don't know how much time we have left, but one of the things I think is really powerful that I did that I would suggest for anyone is not to just put stock photos up on ads or things like that. Like, if you build your audience organically like this, no matter how small it is, what you have is the power of seeing the post that your people, your town loves the most.
Yeah.
And then you show them that when you want to tell them something important. So what I've realized is I have these time-lapse videos and all these videos that I've played with and had fun with for the dopamine rush on Instagram. And so now, no matter what important thing I want to tell my people, I take the ones that I know my people love. Mm-hmm. And then I just change the messaging. You know, it's like, I try to find a post that relates to what I'm advertising. And then it's like, okay, guys, I know you guys love this video. You told me this with the way you liked it and commented on it. Mm-hmm. Now click here and, you know, go get my free download and sign up for my course. So we're getting like 35, 50 cent leads on those, even to cold audiences, because I took so much, you know, effort to get to know my people.
And I love the strategy of using your organic audience and engagement to test out what works.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, this worked really well, or this messaging worked really well, or this video did really well. Cool. Let's turn that into an ad.
Yes. It's going and really well.
You're building audiences, meaning you're building video engagement audiences, mm-hmm. but you're also building your lists in the meantime, and you're getting like ridiculously good cost per lead.
Yeah, and it's really neat. I mean,
and you're building your list mm-hmm. now, and you get to nurture them.
Yeah.
When you, for all your offers and when you launch again. And I mean, it's just now you have this framework, this formula, if you will, this system of, all right, you have this, you're building this amazing organic audience and movement and mission. And now you're adding another strategy, another system of getting people into it. Where you have more control over it from a paid perspective.
Right. And you know what's so crazy? So I'm in Southern Living this month, Southern Living Magazine.
That's the article.
Yes, it just came out on Sunday. So I have to be honest, Rick. Like, thank you. So I was anticipating like so much traffic from this, right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to be honest. Like, I was really anticipating a lot. And it hasn't happened yet. It may happen by the time this goes live. Maybe I'm going to be famous. I don't know. But they have like millions of subscribers, right? So I thought, I'm about to like blow the internet up, you know?
Yeah.
So it didn't happen. Like the article came out on Sunday, and I mean, I've gotten some inquiries, but not a ton. Mm. And I was pretty upset about it. I'm not upset, but I was just disappointed. It was a lot of work and something I've anticipated for a long time. Mm-hmm. And so I was trying to rework my mindset, you know, like we learned to do. And I was like, okay, this is just the beginning. That's the way I started framing it in my head. Yeah. This is just the beginning. But you know, the new thought that came was I pulled up my ads for yesterday and the day before. And we're now running ads to my quiz, my Green Thumb quiz on the platform. Mm-hmm. We're getting like 70 new leads a day on that.
Yeah.
And then I'm doing a garden coach challenge right now. And I got like 150 new leads on that yesterday.
Nice.
And so you know what it did, Rick? It like calmed me down. Like I was like, I know I now have a predictable way to plan my business growth mm-hmm. versus having to put it all on the hope of virality.
Yeah.
And that is where I lived, honestly, for 4 years. Mm-hmm. Like I loved building my town. I loved building my Instagram town. That was really awesome. And you guys should all do that. But what's really neat now is to see like, okay, I can now put a billboard up in my town and I don't have to constantly be on the podium talking every day.
And you're still building that town organically.
Yes, absolutely.
And in you doing that, that's helping with your ads. That's helping.
Yes, of course.
Because Facebook and Instagram love the, you know, when you're consistently creating content on the platforms, they're going to reward you on the ad side.
Yeah.
So you said it perfectly. Now you have a predictable, you know, a predictable flow of new people coming in.
Yeah. I went to the How I Built This Summit and this lady from Amazon was like, what's your cost per lead? I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, you know, like your ad spend per conversion. I was like,
yeah,
I don't pay for anybody to be my lead.
Now you know how to answer that question.
You know what my answer was before that? Time. A lot of time and creativity in my iPhone. So yeah, now I have a real answer. So it's super exciting. I'm so thankful for all that I've learned from you and our group. And yeah, I'm like, wow, what a bummer this would have been if the Southern Living thing landed, which it is a great article. You guys should absolutely read it and make it go viral. I would not mind in the least bit. It's called Backyard Grocery in March 2020 Southern Living. Nice. So it may still go viral. You never know.
Yeah, it's only February 25th right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it could go viral. But what I love is that like, I had a place to go in my mind to feel like comforted and still very confident.
Yeah.
And to like, I still feel very clear on my trajectory for my goals for this year because of what we've been doing.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking us through all this. I think this is something that so many people listening can relate to and really seeing the inside of the business and where you've, how you've gotten to where you are. And I think for me, the big takeaway is, and it's always been since I first met you, is like, you know, the getting behind this whole mission thing and building. Yeah. I love the town analogy and the mayor analogy and just really building that community and the following and using their language and stuff like that. I think that's such a smart way to be building this. And now, like I said, we've been talking about, you've added this predictable lead flow in, where it's like, all right, cool. I have the system down for how to create the organic side, but it is unpredictable. Now I can add this predictable part to it and let's go.
Yeah. So, it's so fun.
I love it. Where can people connect with you? You have a book coming out. Talk about that real quick. And then where can people connect with you?
Yeah. So my book is called Kitchen Garden Revival. Back to that mission. It is everywhere online now. You can pre-order it on Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. It comes out the end of April of this year. If you pre-order it, send me an email because we have a free mini course that you can, that you get as a gift for pre-ordering. So thank you for doing that. Go to Gardenary, GardenAry.com. You can check out my platform. You can find a garden coach. You can look at my courses. If you're in a space, a tribe that would work well in the garden space, we are currently signing up affiliates and ambassadors for our courses and the garden movement. So you can find out about that at gardenary.com/ambassador. So anybody that's in health and wellness, anybody that's in nutrition, I know you have so many great people who are helping people live healthier lives. And I think the garden is a super important part of that we've kind of missed over the last few decades. So we would love to partner with you guys as affiliates and ambassadors of our awesome courses. On Instagram, I am GardenAryCo, Gardenary Co. I'm on Facebook and YouTube and Twitter too as those things. But mostly, as you know, I love hanging out on Insta.
You're the mayor.
I am the mayor of Gardenary Co. We have got a little town going on in there.
What's the email address that you'd like people to email if they pre-order?
Yes, it is hello, like just the word hello, at gardenary.com.
Okay.
So just send us a, say, hey, I bought your book, send me an order number, and or you can just go to gardenary.com/book and there's all the links right there.
Okay.
You can read the reviews and real quick, Rick, guess where most of my reviewers came from my book?
Our group?
They were people who did my takeovers.
Ah, really?
Yes.
I mean, that's not surprising.
I know.
I love that.
So it was all these people I super respected. I went back to them and I said, hey, would you review my book? And almost all of them said yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
The power of inviting people to your town.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
I'll link all those links up in the show notes for the episode here today so that you can go check them out and support Nicole. Nicole, thank you so much again for coming on the show. I super appreciate it.
I love it. You guys have fun building your towns. Please tag me and Rick when you show up with your mission and your words and your celebrations and your takeovers. We want to see them. Thanks for having me, Rick. And thanks for being my mastermind coach. I love
it. Absolutely.
Hey, if you are an online expert, maybe you're a course creator, you're an online coach, you're an online educator, maybe you've got a membership, and you are past the beginner stages of your online business, but now you're stuck. You're unsure of what you really need to be doing to grow your business without working longer and harder, right? If you need help optimizing your online business to put it on a path to seven figures, and you know that you need to be more strategic with how you grow your business, but you're not totally sure what next steps to take, then I want to invite you to check out and apply for my Accelerator Coaching Program. What you just heard today from Nicole Burke, she's a great example of the type of amazing entrepreneurs that you get to surround yourself with in my Accelerator Coaching Program. So if you'd like to apply and learn more, go over to rickmulready.com/accelerator. Again, it's rickmulready.com/accelerator. Or you can go to my website, rickmulready.com. I say that really fast, rickmulready.com. And you can find a link to the Accelerator application and, you know, the Learn More page, all about it right there on my website. Thank you so much, as always, for listening, my friend. I'll see you right back here for the next episode here on the show. Until then, be well, my friend. We'll talk soon.